Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us this morning is Nick Rabinowitz. Nick Rabinowitz, good morning. You're good at raising money. I'm so bad. You're actually not. You do everything for free, so you're actually very, very bad at this. I can't even get advice from you for this, you know.
Look, I mean, Howie, I don't do everything. I only do rowing fundraisers for free.
Right.
And
that's understandable.
The last one I did, I had a protest outside my pro bono rowing event. So I think I'm done with
pro bono. Yeah, this whole... stuff. Wait, hold on. Are you done with rowing or pro bono?
And rowing.
Why is that, Nick?
Yeah, I mean... Well, I just think it's hashtag NFJ.
I agree. I think you probably are the first Jewish person that I've ever come across that rows. I mean, I've been to the zoo lake. I don't know if that counts.
I don't even row.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Because then I was going to say, can we look into this whole Rabinowitz thing? Because I'm worrying now. Yeah, because it isn't for Jews, hey, rowing.
Not so much.
No. So what sports are Jewish sports?
Well, boxing used to be. My dad was actually a boxer back when we bred them tough.
Yes.
But that was actually banned. I think it was the 2013 Maccabi Games. I was there for cricket. And I seem to remember we had a Jewish boxer. His name was Mofsovitz. I think it was Jared Mofsovitz.
Yeah, it sounds Jewish.
And his mom stalked him to the games. And as he, I can't remember who he was fighting, but she ran into the ring. Shouting, Jared, throw in the towel. This is rubbish. You're supposed to go into finance. This is all because you're dating a sheikh, sir.
Oh, you see, that's why. That is why. Yeah. He needed to prove himself. The truth is that actually there are some Jewish sports people. You actually were a good sportsman. You were a good cricketer.
I was.
Wait, hold on. I'm using was, but maybe it still is. I apologize for that.
No. It's all gone to pieces.
Really? What goes first?
What goes first? Well, the eyes are going at the moment, but seem to remember various other things going as well. The knees went a long time ago.
Yes.
Actually, are you familiar with the Don't Die guy, Brian Johnson, who does the plasma transplants with his 16-year-old kid?
No, but I hurt myself during doing Krav Maga, but it was actually not really doing Krav Maga. I was actually in the warm up, so it just sounds better than it was, and I hurt my knee. It was actually quite embarrassing because it was on CCTV as well, which also was really bad. And I came down really hard during the warm up. I mean, literally nobody took me down but me, which wasn't pretty. And then I just couldn't get my knee right. And then somebody recommended this whole plasma thing. Which I never did.
Well, I actually thought if we live to 150, the problem is knees. So I've actually spoken to my 13-year-old. I've got three, and he's actually very intelligent. The other
Does not so much.
The other two are quite doff. But he, I said to him, can I have your knees? Because he doesn't need them for chess. And I thought that would be a good deal. But he said no.
Oh, so that's not happening then. Yeah, but is cricket that bad on your knees? Not surely not.
No, paddle is bad.
Paddle's though. It, hey? Paddle's definitely. Yeah, it's taken most of Johannesburg middle-aged Jewish men down completely.
Can you get tennis elbow from playing paddle?
Well, there's a question for our listeners, 0618951019. Nick...
How's the fundraising going?
Well, this is what I wanted to say to you.
And 60 million and 60,000.
I need a shameless endorsement from you.
Absolutely. Look, Chai FM have been big supporters of mine since my early days, Joburg. I think my first show in Joburg, when I used to, I actually can remember one evening finding Chai FM on the dial back after my show.
Amazing.
Which I think might have been at the Civic Theatre, and I listened to it every night that week. I got to Friday, I just heard there was an announcement. I think there was an announcement that said something like, "We're eating at the moment."
Yeah, we'll come back to you. We don't like to talk with our mouths full. Exactly.
And just big gratitude for supporting all of my work and promoting shows, and really wonderful.
And keeping maybe a little bit of Jewish humor alive. Is Jewish humor is it still alive and well, or is it a dying art?
No, I think it's very much alive and well. I think it's also so seamlessly woven into the mainstream culture that people don't even realize it.
It's fascinating, right? Because I've always been interested in this whole way in which our victimhood, our aggression, our survival, our anxiety, all just get interwoven and comes out in the most magnificent way, which is humor.
Yes. I mean, Viktor Frankl spoke about it.
Yeah, he was the great humorist.
The great humorist.
Right.
I'm not going to get into that, but even like, I mean, a woman said to me this morning, "Yeah, no, we went to Kruger last week. It was such a schlep."
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yes, our humor's alive and well."
And so living also, in the Kruger, right, right.
If you want to annihilate us, you're going about it the wrong way. Every time you do that, we come back stronger.
Absolutely.
Just leave us to our own devices. 100%.
We would be finished years ago if it wasn't for the Holocaust.
Yes, we'll assimilate ourselves to death.
We really will. Nick Rabinowitz, I need to leave it there. South African comedian, thank you for that endorsement.